Hello and welcome to the next episode in our Christmas series on the names or titles of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be looking at the title Great High Priest. But actually it turns out the High Priest isn't really a title or a name. It's actually more of a job description. And so let me give you an illustration that may help us to get behind the scenes of the role of a high priest. Imagine that you're abroad somewhere, perhaps on holiday, and when it comes to leave your accommodation, there's an argument with the owner who is claiming that you've damaged something that was very valuable and wants you to pay a lot of money. And you don't have a lot of money, and anyway, you don't want to pay, and things get a bit heated, and the owner calls the police, and the police come, and you don't really understand them, and they don't seem to understand English. And one thing leads to another, and you find yourself locked up in a police cell and quite anxious about what will happen next, quite understandably. And then you hear that someone is taking an interest in your case. What qualities are you hoping for in this person who's kind of taking you on, as it were? Well, I guess the first thing I think you'd want somebody who understood the system, who spoke the language, who knew the cultures and laws and practices of the country, and who had power and authority to influence events. You know, ideally the kind of person who could phone up the head of the police and say, right, I need you to release this man now, and we can sort this all out later. But, you know, somebody whose name and influence would carry some sway in that situation that you find yourself in. And then secondly, I think you'd be looking for somebody who was really concerned for you, who understood you, understood your situation and the pickle that you found yourself in. You know, somebody who was there for you, somebody who wouldn't disappear if it turned out that really, well, this kind of was your fault and you probably did have to pay some money. You know, perhaps even this might be somebody who had money of their own and would be willing to bail you out and get you on the plane home and, you know, worry about all that afterwards. That would be, you know, your kind of best hope for that sort of person. And I think kind of understanding those two features is really helpful to us in getting a grasp of what we mean by high priest. And I've been looking in particular at the end of Hebrews chapter 4, where the writer talks about Jesus Christ who has entered heaven as the Son of God. Now, heaven isn't so much a location as a source of kind of power and influence. It's a bit like in January this year, the media carried stories of Joe Biden entering the White House. And you might think, well, he obviously been to the White House before. What's the big deal? But of course, he entered the White House as President of the United States, and that makes all the difference. So in the same way, when Jesus entered heaven, he comes into the place of power and authority and is able to exert kind of great influence there. And secondly, I think this is in verse 15, that the Hebrew says that Jesus understands our weaknesses. And that's incredibly important. You know, Jesus Christ is a human being. He understands the human condition from the inside. He knows about sin and temptation. He didn't fall into temptation. He didn't fall into sin. But nevertheless, he understands the pickle that we can get ourselves into. And the writer of the Hebrews says something else that's really quite important. He doesn't just talk about the great high priest. He says our great high priest, or this great high priest of ours. And that's incredibly important. Jesus Christ is not only in a position of power, influence, he's in a sense ours. He has taken on our case and our interests are uppermost in his mind. And of course, this isn't just a nice bit of theory. It means that, you know, when we get ourselves in a position of great need, and that might be, it might be ultimately at the end of our lives when we have to give account for the lives that we've lived, or it might be in a situation that we find ourselves in this life. Whenever we're in a situation of acute need, we have a high priest who is ours, who has power and influence in the situation, and who is understands us and our situation, and still loves us and cares for us. And that's a tremendous kind of underpinning of how we face any kind of difficulty. And so, you know, the writer of the Hebrews says, we can come boldly to the throne of God and expect mercy and grace to help us in our time of greatest need. Let me, we'll pray, but let me finish by reading those wonderful verses from the end of Hebrews 14. In fact, you might even want to memorize them. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our great high priest, who has entered heaven, who stands in the place of power and authority, who understands our weaknesses and our sins, yet who loves us and forgives us and cares passionately for us and is on our side. Father, remind us of these truths when we need them most. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you for listening.